Hi, welcome to Go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the Book of Lamentations, and we're in Chapter 3. We trust you'll have your Bible open, and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
You know, we're prisoners of the earth. You know that's what we are. You can't get out of here. Okay, this is the prison right here. You can when you die, but it reminded me of where the Bible says, who will deliver me from the body of this death? Where Paul was talking in Romans 7. Who will deliver me from the body of this death? Verse 35 says, to turn aside the right. God's never about turning aside the right. The right of a man before the face of the Most High. Do you know what he's doing now? This is almost like the opposite side of the ledger. He was, a minute ago, God's shooting at me. God set me up. And now he's saying, wait a minute, God doesn't afflict willingly. Wait a minute, God does not want to turn aside the right of a man. Verse 36, he doesn't subvert a man in his cause. The Lord approveth not of the subverting of his cause. You know, some of the things that come to my mind, especially verse 35, where it says that he doesn't want to turn aside the right. This is not what God's purpose is. And you are under that heading with me that there was a purpose. What's the purpose? The Bible says, for the time has come that the judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it begins with us, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? They're enemies of the gospel. But he's allowing us to go through maybe lean times, and it may get more lean. It may. If it gets more lean, we need to really be ready for that. And that's why we're here. I'm giving you hope. I'm saying, remember this chapter. Because it may get worse. If they're trying right now to shut down churches and keep them shut down with insolence and impudence of face, that's what's happening. Our governors, they have no use for the church. The church is just a real problem, and this is the best way to bring those Christians to heel. Let's shut them down. Let's separate them. Let's divide and conquer. Let's put masks over their face so nobody can see the smiles that those people... Those people smile all the time! I want to smile. I want to be known for smiling. We had a guy in our church back in Pennsylvania. He was a great smiler, but when I was preaching, he was like... You know how on his face you just go kind of limp. You know, he looked mean. I thought, is he going to charge the pulpit or what? But he was a great handshaker and lover of the people and in all. But it was just funny to see how much of a difference that is. And the fact is that this world is against the church. The world is against God. And we had somebody say to Linda recently. She said, you know, yeah, the Muslims are the most persecuted. No. It's the Christians who are the most persecuted. There's more people being martyred in Christendom today than has been martyred in the entire history of the church. And there have been some pretty high points of martyring Christians. From the first two centuries, you know, you had the Colosseums and the lions. No, these people are being beheaded. They're being burnt. They're being shot. They're being abused. They're being raped. They're being kidnapped. This is a terrible time. Terrible time for Christendom. But we don't know it because we live in America. So we don't get that feeling, and they're not telling us. You have to go looking for this information. Well, this idea of the judgment beginning in the house of God, that whole point is not that God's mad at the church. It means he's going to allow his judgment. His judgment. What is God's judgment? God's judgment is this. He loves you so much that he gave his son for you. And since you may not have a clue on that because maybe you weren't told as a child what that all is about, I'm going to let you see a Christian in your circle who goes through a hard time. I'm going to let you see somebody who bleeds for you and stays true to me because that's what I do. I love you that much. It's Paul that said we are as sheep led to the slaughter every day. And when those first two centuries were the Colosseum, man, that's what turned the entire tide in Rome. People began to see these people willing to die, saying, pick me, I'll go. That's the kind of testimony that God brings out of us when the hard times come. And that's huge. The Bible says here that he doesn't turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High. That's not something God approves of. He doesn't subvert a man in his cause. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? That reminds us of Romans and chapter 10 and verse 17. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. God throws out there the Word and then it comes to pass. And we're like, oh, well, what's he talking about? Hey, Jerusalem's going to fall. No, it isn't. Be hush. Go down into the dungeon. Cast this man out of my sight. You see? But it happened. You know, it's like that old Verizon. Do you hear me now? You know, these people are in. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, he said that. And everybody who listened to Jeremiah, they fared much better. Jeconiah king went out after, I think it was 100 days. He says, I'm going with the mom and the, you know, a bunch of my nobles. We're just going over to Babylon. They left town because that was what Jeremiah was saying to do. And it worked out for them much better. The Bible says that God has a purpose. Verse 38 says, and out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Now that's hard to read. In the King James, a better translation would be, is it not from the mouth of the Most High that woe and well-being proceed? It's like Job when he said, will we receive good at the hand of the Lord, not receive evil? Most people think, well, God doesn't do evil. He doesn't do sin. But evil is another thing. What's evil to you and to me could be, you know, maybe a, you know, some kind of a cyst in our foot or something that's just really bad. And we're thinking, what did I do? Did I do something to deserve this? We start looking at God. Why me? You know, really, the question always ought to be, as a Christian, we ought to lead with, why not me? Okay, thank you, Lord, that it's not me. Because we do deserve a chastened hand every day. But His grace is so wide, so marvelous, so deep, so profound. He just continues to smile on you, even in those days when you're a real rascal. And that's called grace. And it's like Amos where it says, shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not brought it? Can there be corona in a nation and the Lord hath not brought it? No, there can't be. The Lord allowed that. Yes, a man might have conjured it, but God's the one who allows it. The Bible says in verse 39, and this is a turning point in our thought here, because this is where He gives us a fearless proposition. Wherefore means like why, and I'll give you more about that in a minute. Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? When it says wherefore, and I know that it means why, I often in my mind will say why in the world? Because wherefore, it's like a bigger word than why. It's like, why in the world doth a living man complain for the punishment of his sins? Think about that for a minute. Jeremiah has cleared his eyes. God doesn't do anything wrong. God doesn't ever do anything wrong. God does everything right. God's always purposeful. So the real problem is not what I felt like in the first part of this funeral dirge. It's not that. That's not the real problem, that it was all about me. The real problem is we're here because man in Jerusalem was complaining and whining and hating God. There was something deeper in him that made him go off the reservation. Now listen, this is why this is the focus of our message, because this is America today. The reason Christians don't live fervent Christian lives is because they got a little grudge against God somehow. Somewhere He hasn't done it the way they liked it. They wanted their sin. Maybe it's as simple as that. But sometimes it's something that God did in their lives and they just didn't feel like they could ever recover from it. They thought, man, I don't know. The Bible says in verse 40, it says, let us search and try our ways. Let's not blame God. Let's search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Circle the word turn again. That's a word for repentance. It's the idea of turning back to God. You know, when you turn to God, like in 1 Thessalonians, it says you turn to God from idols. You know, it's if you really believe something, you go there. You go to God. That's what you do. And when you do that, this stuff falls off. You have to go to God. And He says, why is it that we say, well, God, why are you so mean to me? You know, and really the sense is, why aren't you meaner? Really, that's the idea. We have a lot of things to answer for, but we get by God's grace. He was, what? The chastisement even for our peace is upon Him in Isaiah 53. That's how far that cross went. It didn't just transgressions, iniquities. No, peace. You got peace. Because you didn't deserve, He could be around you with a cattle prod every time you did something wrong. Oh, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. That's who God is. He's about peace. The Bible says, let us search and try our ways. Let's do that in this room for a minute. And just ask God, come on, look at me. What do I think about me? Who am I? Who are you? And how am I responding to you? Am I with you? With all my heart? Am I all in? Or do I have a little myth with you? He says, let us search. He says, let us try our ways. Let us turn to the Lord. He says, let us lift up our heart with our hands unto the Lord, unto God in the heavens. The heart. Jesus was speaking to His disciples. And He says this, but those things which proceed out of the mouth cometh forth of the heart and defile the man. Well, I can take that verse, but this next one's a little tougher. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. He's not talking to lost people. They aren't even reading that. It's you and me that know this. That's what's in us. And may I say to you that if any one of those catches, oh, every man's led away by his own sin and enticed, you know, and sin when it conceived brings forth death. This stuff is in us. And it is who we are. This is why if we don't go there and look at that and ask what about our stuff and consider our ways for what's going on in the country, because you know what? We were the salt, we were the light. This is not a Christian nation. It's a nation where a bunch of Christians live. Or sleep. Right? But this is who we are. And you say, well, I don't know, how can I have a testimony if I believe that? Because that is supposed to drive you to Jesus. If you don't see this, you won't go to Him because you won't know how good He is. The Bible says, let us lift up our heart and our hands unto the God in heaven. What's in your hands? And what is it that God wants you to put out of your hands? Because those hands, well, those are very important. You lift up holy hands when you pray. It's hard to do that. I remember when I was first saved, I smoked. And I'd be reading my Bible and I'd be smoking. I'd think, this is weird. And I'd get rid of that. It was hard to read my Bible with a cigarette in my hand. I mean, I'm just saying. It's my mind and my scruples. Today, that's the least thing you got to worry about. I'm just saying that there are some things in our hands that ought not be there. And we can say that spiritually or we can say that physically. But it's true. Lift up our hearts and our hands unto God. We have transgressed and rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. There is no peace where there is no pardon. You remember where the Bible says, say this prayer over the people and bless them thereby. Aaron, it says, lift up your countenance upon us and give you peace. And, you know, make your face to shine upon. Do you know, when you're out of fellowship with somebody, you can't look at them very long. Right? It's like, I just, that's the way it is with God. His face isn't shining on some of us because we're not worried about the little short list in our lives. And we're not saying, God, here it is. This is me and I'm sorry and I want to kind of get this under the blood. He says, we have rebelled. We have transgressed. The word transgressed comes from the idea of expansion. We've broken away. We've apostatized. We have a quarrel with God. We have an offense between us and God. We've revolted. You see those riots in the streets? Sometimes in the family of God. And guys, Jeremiah was just doing that. So you're not in this alone. It's not just you. Jeremiah had to stop remembering all of his gall and bitterness and wormwood. He had to start remembering who God was. That's where you're rejoining hope. You say, I'm going to rejoin hope over here because, you know, I get pretty miserable when I'm not recounting His blessings. The word comes from a root word that means to step or to march, to step forward. That's transgress, to walk, to expand, and to say, this is what I will do. He says, let us lift up our hearts and our hands unto God. We have transgressed. We have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. When you see that, you have to understand God is one who delights in certain things. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. In other words, human strength, carnal strength. And what I'm trying to show you is that if you have an issue with God, it's because you don't know Him. If you're allowing something to fester between you and the Lord, it's because you have not discovered how amazing He is.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.